Today, I would like to speak about the most common reason for unsuccessful job applications. If you understand and eliminate the fundamental problem I'm going to describe in this podcast episode, you will increase your chances of getting the job you want enormously. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. I like to call it the applicant's error number one. This error is inconspicuous but fundamental. It consists of the fact that many applicants portray their career and their motivation from their own point of view. But the worm must be attractive to the fish, not to the fisherman. The interests of the other side, in other words, those of the recruiting managers, are the relevant ones. Their concerns differ considerably from the applicant's motives and must be considered accordingly to create a convincing application. Unfortunately, this fact is often overlooked by many applicants and results in a large number of rejections. The secret of a successful job application process is quickly revealed. The job offer is made to the candidate who has given the most convincing impression that his or her future employment will be the most worthwhile for the hiring company. Makes sense, doesn't it? However, you do not achieve this conviction as an applicant by simply mentioning the tasks, responsibilities, and activities from your previous jobs. Here is a negative example of it. Let's say you want to present previous experience in sales in your CV or resume. Writing something like "provided prospects with quotes" is common but hardly convincing. Much more convincing, in contrast, is to say "compiled up to 68 customized quotes for prospects per week with 27% conversion on average." Can you recognize the big fundamental difference between the two examples? What does this difference mean in general? It means that you can convince the hiring manager only by explaining the relevant achievements that resulted from your work. Maybe the relevance of this conclusion makes sense to you immediately. From an advertising psychology point of view, this is commonplace anyway. But if you look at the actual approach of many applicants and their documents, and I do this all the time, the practical implementation does not seem to come as easy. And once you're making your way down the wrong path, everything else becomes torture, of course. The anticipated success becomes unlikely or can only be achieved by extreme effort or luck. To help you avoid this problem and to also get everything else right with your job search and job applications, I publish practical tips and tricks on the matter every week. If you want to send your job search and applications on the road to success, there are tons of helpful stuff available already. You can find it in this podcast channel, of course, but that's not it. Make sure to also visit my online guide for job seekers with ambitious goals called Race to the Perfect Job and discover all the secrets still today. And don't forget to subscribe to my email service to get informed when new content is available and to receive invitations to my free webinars on intonations. All you have to do is send an empty email message to subscribe at bettercareer.net and that's it. Or if you would like me to help you with all of that in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and we will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. Remember, there is also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you're not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad, and today especially for avoiding the applicant's error number 1, and I'll be back here very soon.